Now today is a very happy day.
今天是非常喜乐的一天。
We've come to commemorate Christmas.
我们到来纪念圣诞。
What is Christmas, do you know?
那么你知道圣诞节的？
It is the one holiday that is celebrated all around the world.
这是一个全球性的庆祝的节日。
Even in non-Christian countries,They sing carols and they take a holiday.
甚至在非基督徒的国家，他们也去报假，因他们也有假期。
For shopkeepers, it is a time of making money.
那么对商家来说是赚取金钱的好机会。
Oh yes, in America, they go by the index of how much people have spent in the shops to know the outcome and the future for the country.By the amount of money that is spent.
那么在美国，他们要看这个购物指数，就能够知道国家在新的一年有怎么样的展望。
Christmas is also a time of family reunion.
那么圣诞节也是家庭聚集在一起的时候。
Maybe not so much in Singapore, but in America it is.
可能不是在新加坡，但是在美国是这样的。
Families come home.
家人会聚在一起。
And they have Christmas.Reunion.
他们就有圣诞节的团年了。
As I said, not all people understand what Christmas means.
就好像我刚才所说的，不是很多人都明白圣诞节的真正意义。
Once I heard on the radio.
一次我在电台里听。
Two men were discussing what is the meaning of Christmas.
两个人在讨论圣诞的真正意义。
And one of them suggested it is the birthday of Santa Claus.
一个人说是圣诞老人的生日。
Oh, it is amazing.
这是相令人惊讶的。
Where was Jesus born? Do you know?
你知道耶稣在什么时候诞生吗？
Bethlehem.
在哪里？是在伯利恒。
In a manger.
是在马槽里诞生的。
If you receive Christmas cards of mangers, the scene is very beautiful.
如果你收到圣诞卡，圣诞卡描绘了这个马槽的一幕是非常美丽的。
Of course, most of us have seen it.It looks so attractive.
当然这一幕看起来是非常吸引人的。
That you almost feel that you want to get birth, be born there.
你甚至希望自己可能也诞生在马槽里。
Let me tell you, it is totally different.
让我告诉你，事实不是这样的。
2 weeks ago, a group of us, including me, were in Bethlehem.
那么在两个星期前，一队人。
In the city of Bethlehem.
我们到了伯利恒这个城市。
And they brought us to see a manger.
他们就带我们到领去到一个马槽。
You know what is a manger?
你知道马槽是什么呢？
In the pictures, you always look at a beautiful little shed.
那么在常常在图片上就看到一个很美丽的小房
屋。That is not the manger.
这不是马槽。
The manger is a small little box.
马槽其实是一个小小的盒子
Made of wood,
是由木做成的
Where they put the feed for the animals to eat.
是放动物吃的饲料
That is the manger.
那才是马槽
And the surrounding of the manger is not clean.
那么在马槽的周围一点都不干净
Or beautiful.
或者美丽
It's very smelly.
非常的臭
Because the animals there do all their business.Everywhere.
因为到处都是动物的排泄物。
And think of it, the Son of God was born in the manger.
我们想象上帝的独生子诞生在马槽里。
Because there was no room for him and for the father and mother in any hotel.
因为在伯利恒的客店，他们找不
到房间。So this is how our Savior began life.
我们的救主就是这样开始他的生命的。
Why did they go to Bethlehem?
为什么他们要去到伯利恒呢?
Do you know that they were not citizens of Bethlehem?
你知道他们原本不是伯利恒的居民吗?
But they were from the line of David.
但是他们是大卫的后裔。
And the prophecy was God's Messiah will come from the line of David.
我圣经的预言就是神的弥赛亚会是大卫的后裔。
So that is why...In the passage we read a moment ago, the Caesar Augustus gave a command throughout the whole empire. At that time, Israel was under the control of the Romans.
在当时候，以色列是由罗马统治的。那么当时候的统治者，这个该萨亚古亚古斯士都记。
That is why Mary and Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
所以耶稣和玛利亚就要从拿撒勒去到。
Now turn to the Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 1.
我们来看马太福音第一章。
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
I'm explaining this so that you understand why Mary and Joseph travel all the way, which is probably 50 or 60 miles on foot.To go to Bethlehem because of the order of Caesar Augustus.
因为该萨亚古斯都所下的旨意，我要解释给大家听。为什么约瑟和玛利亚走了大概50到60里路，去到了伯利恒
？Why Bethlehem?
为什么伯利恒呢
？Because Bethlehem is the city of David.
因为伯利恒是大卫的城。
And those who belong to the lineage of David.Must go back to the city of David.
所以大卫的后裔就要回到大卫的城市那里。
And the Messiah, the promised Savior, was to come from the line of David.
而弥赛亚也是大卫的后裔。
Please understand, today we are talking of prophecy.
请大家明白，今天我们是讨论到。
God knows the future from the past.
神知道将来要发生的事，在以前就知道了。
And this is a prophecy. My Savior of the world will come from the line of David.
那预言就说到弥赛亚，人类的救世主就是大卫的后裔。
So let's read from Matthew chapter 1, verse 17.
所以我们来看马太福音第一章第十七节。
All the generations from Abraham to David are 14. And from David until the carrying away to Babylon, 14. And then, from the carrying away into Babylon, another 14. So altogether there were 42 generations.
十七节说到，从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代，所以一共是42代。
And because of this reason, Joseph and Mary had to make the trip to Bethlehem.
因为这个原因，约瑟和玛利亚就要去到伯利恒。
I hope you are clear on this.
希望大家都清楚。
Why Jesus came to be born in a place in Bethlehem?
为什么耶稣会诞生在伯利恒的一个地方
？Because the father Joseph came from the line of David.
因为他的父亲约瑟是大卫的后裔。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Now we come to the story of the birth of Jesus.
我们来看耶稣诞生的记载了。
It says, when as yet his mother Mary was engaged or espoused to Joseph, before they came together, before they were married, she was found pregnant.
十八节告诉我们，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Pregnant of the Holy Spirit.
她从圣灵怀了孕了。
Not because of Joseph, mind you.
不是因为约瑟。
Verse 19 explains very clearly.
第十九节就很清楚了解释了。
Joseph was a just man. And when he found out the wife was, the engaged wife was pregnant,He was not willing to expose her and make her a public example.
那十九节告诉我们，约瑟是一个义人，他为过门的妻子怀孕，他不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Can you follow the story?
你能够跟随这个记载吗？
They're engaged. They're not living together.
他们已经订婚了，还没有生活在一起，在一起。
And Mary disclosed this fact. Hey, I have a baby.
玛利亚就说到她怀了孕了。
When a young girl is pregnant, she knows it.
当一个年轻的女子怀孕的时候，她知道的。
So she told him.
她就告诉了约瑟。
And he began to think.
约瑟就开始思想了。
What shall I do?
我应该怎么做呢？
This girl is unfaithful, maybe.
这女子对我不忠心。
This is the first thought that comes to his mind.
这可能是进入他脑海里第一个念头。
But the word of God clearly tells us this virgin was a virtuous and a holy virgin.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们，玛利亚是一个童贞女。她
However, God's plan to send a savior had identified this girl to be the vehicle, the one who will bear the child to be born as the savior of the world.
但是在神的预定里，玛利亚就要怀孕，要生出耶稣。
And the husband to be, Joseph, began to think, "What shall I do?"
他的未婚夫约瑟就在想，我应当怎么做呢？
It's not good for me to openly expose her.
我如果明明的把这件事情揭穿就不太好。
He did not understand at that time that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit of God.
当时约瑟并不明白玛利亚是从圣灵怀了孕的。
This is God coming into the history of man, into the human affairs.
这就是神进入了人类的历史了。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
What is the meaning of Emmanuel?
以马内利是什么意思呢？
We are going to read this.
我们要将会读到这一点。
Verse
20. 第二十节。
While he thought on these things, God sent an angel to speak to Joseph.
第二十节告诉我们，约瑟思念这事的时候，就有主的使者向他梦中显现了。
Please understand, angels are messengers of God.
我们要明白，天使是神的使者来的。
They do not appear to anybody at random.
他们不是这样随便的向人显现的。
God had a purpose to send an angel because of a very important message.
有一个很重要的信息，所以神才会派遣他的使者。
So this angel came to speak to Joseph.
这主的使者就对约瑟说
，and said the middle of verse 20,
就告诉了约瑟在二十节中间
，O son of David, fear not,
大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕
，take Mary to be your wife,
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来
，You know I know you are worried because she's pregnant.
我知道你在担心，因为她怀了孕。
But this pregnancy is of God.
但是她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
This is the one and only time, never before, never after, that God comes into human affairs to cause a virgin girl to be pregnant.
这是唯一的一次，一个妇女。一个女士可以从圣灵怀孕，从前没有，将来也不会有这样的事。
I am a retired gynecologist.
我是一个退休的妇科医生。
Do you understand what I did?
你明白我的工作是什么吗
？My job is to look after pregnant women.
我的工作就是照顾怀孕的妇女。
They always come to me, husband and wife.
他们通常是两夫妻一起来见我。
They have a baby because they have a husband.
他们有孩子，这些妇女怀孕是因为
他们有丈夫。And the pregnancy comes from the husband.
他们之所以怀孕是因为他们有丈夫。
All that I've ever known, without exception, are pregnant because of husband.
从来就没有例外的，因为他们结了婚，所以他们有孩子。
Without husband, no way of getting pregnant.
没有丈夫是不可能怀孕的。
Except one.
只有一个。
Once and once only.
只有一次这样子。
Never before, never after.
将来以前没有，将来有。
God was coming into human history.
神进入了人类的历史。
To open the way for human beings, humankind to turn back to God.
就敞开这个门，有一条道路给人回到神那里。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的真正意义了。
This is the meaning of Mary getting pregnant with a child.
这是玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕的真正的意义。
Not because of Joseph.
不是因为约瑟。
But because of God's Holy Spirit.
是因为神的圣灵。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Once and once only.
只有这么的一次而已。
This is a very supernatural happening.
这是一个超自然的发生的事。
God coming into human history.
神进入了人类的历史。
To save man.
要拯救人。
To save you and me.
拯救你和我。
Without Jesus, we have no hope.
没有耶稣，我们就没有盼望。
God came into human history to give us a savior.
神进入人类的历史，为了是要给我们一个救主。
That is the meaning of Jesus.
就是耶稣的意思。
You ask me, what is the meaning of Jesus?
你说耶稣这名字的意思是什么？
Do you know the meaning?
你知道他的意思吗？
Savior.
他的意思就是救主。
Jesus only is our Savior.
唯有耶稣是我们的救主。
And here is the angel telling the man Joseph.
这里有神的使者就这么告诉约瑟了。
Joseph.God is the cause of Mary's getting pregnant.
说约瑟玛利亚之所以怀孕是从圣灵来的。
Holy Spirit has done it.
是神的圣灵这么做的。
I want to repeat this three times so that you will never forget.
我要重复这个三次，这样你才不会忘记。
Never before.
以前没有。
In all my years, 50 years delivering babies.Not one that came and said, no husband.
在我所接生的宝宝当中，没有一个是没有丈夫而怀孕的。
Only union between man and woman causes a baby.
只有男和女的结合才能够有
孩子。But here is God who made us also made a baby inside the womb of Mary.
创造我们的神也在玛利亚的肚子里创造了孩子。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
She shall bring forth and deliver a son. It will be a son.
他将要生一个儿子。
You say, how do you know?
将会是一个儿子。
I ask you, how do you know?
他说你怎么知道呢？
Angel said.
是神的使者这么说的。
Angel comes from God.
神的使者是由神派来的。
And God who caused a pregnancy knows it is a boy.
是神使到玛利亚怀孕，他也知道他所怀的是一个儿子。
And his name is even given to the boy.
他的名字甚至已经被取了。
His name will be called Jesus.
他名叫耶稣。
For he shall save his people from their sins.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
Now all this was done.That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet 700 years ago.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。先知是在700年前这么说的。
This is called prophecy, dear friends.
亲爱朋友，这就是预言了。
God knows the end from the beginning.
神知道所有一切将要发生的事。
The same power that created Adam and Eve, and all of us.
创造亚当夏娃和我们所有人的力量。
God knows.
神有这个全能。
Because He is God.
因为他是神。
When we deny God, we are finished.
当我们不认主的话，我们就灭亡了。
Today, modern people, many of them say, life came by evolution.
现在很多现代人说，人是由进化论而来了。
They disown God, the Creator.
他们不认创造他们的神。
Here is the Creator speaking.
这里是创造者所说的。
The child will be a boy.
这婴孩会是一个儿子。
He will save his people from their sin.
他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。第二十三节。
How will we know it is a special boy?
我们怎么知道是一个特别的男孩呢？
Here is the answer.
这里就是答案了。
Can you follow?
你能够跟吗？
It is verse 23.
在第二十三节。
Please follow me. Behold, a virgin shall be with child.
说必有童女怀孕生子。
Virgin is a virgin.
童女就是童女。
Never had any man to sleep with her.
她从来没有跟男人发生关系。
The Holy Spirit will come upon her.
圣灵就降临在她身上。
Once only.
这么的一次。
Never before, never after.
从前没有，将来也不会有。
This is God's working, wonderful work.
这是神奇妙的工作。
And shall bring forth a son.
他要怀孕生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
This is the title of today's message.
这是今天我们正道的主题。
Please take it home with you.
请你把它带回家。
What did I say?
我刚刚说了什么呢？
The name of the boy will be called Emmanuel.
他的名要称为以马内利。
What is the meaning of Emmanuel?
以马内利是什么意思呢？
God with man.
神与人同在。
God has come into the company of men.
神来到人的当中。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节真正的意思。
To give us man hope.
让人类有希望。
Without Emmanuel.Without God with us, we have no hope.
没有以马内利，没有神与我们同在，我们就没有希望了。
Do you know this?
你知道这一点吗？
I see most of you are young people.
我看到当中多数是年轻人。
There are some who are older like me.
有一些年纪比较大，像我一样。
And I know, we all know, ahead of us is the grave.
我们知道在我们前面就是坟墓。
Sooner or later, all of us will grow old enough to go to the grave.
迟早一天我们将会老去，然后就会进入坟墓了。
What is after the grave?
在坟墓之后是什么呢？
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
God says, I create you to live with me.
神说我创造你是让你与我一起在
一起。But because of sin, you die.
但是因为罪你就要死了。
Because of sin, we get sick.
因为罪我们会生病。
Because of sin, we grow old.
因为罪我们会老去。
Because of sin, we die.
因为罪我们会死去。
God sent Jesus to be Emmanuel.
神派耶稣来是要做以马内利。
God with us,
神与我们同在
to take our burden of sin,
来担当我们的罪
to take away this sin that causes us to die,
来把使我们会死去的罪移去
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意思了
It is not the birthday of Santa Claus.
绝对不是圣诞老人的生日
It is not for shopping.
也不是让我们去购物
But people.Make use of the opportunity to promote the goods.
但是很多商家用这个机会来宣传他们的产品。
What is Christmas?
圣诞节是什么呢？
God come to man.
神来到人的当中。
That's why every year we celebrate.
所以每一年我们都欢庆圣诞节。
Until one year, Jesus will come back.
直到有一天耶稣会再来。
We'll talk about that later on.
我们待会会再谈到这一点。
Verse
24. 第24节。
Then Joseph was awakened.
24节说约瑟醒了。
Then Joseph understood.
他就明白了。
That Mary was pregnant not because of a human agency.
玛利亚怀孕不是因为另外一个人。
God was coming into the man's, into history of man.
是神要到来到人的历史当中。
To bring forth a son.
让他来生一个儿子。
This was predicted 700 years before.
在700年以前已经预言了。
A virgin will get a boy.
一个童女要怀孕生子。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
As I said, you never, 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 never that any virgin can come and say, I'm pregnant.
绝对绝对绝对不会有童女说我怀孕了。
Every pregnancy is due to another person, a man.
每一个女士的怀孕都是因为男人，唯有这一次。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Came by the action of Holy Spirit.
他的母亲玛利亚是从圣灵怀孕的。
Now the angel did his job.
那么神的使者已经做了他的工作。
Spoke to Joseph.
对约瑟说话了。
Joseph woke up.
约瑟醒了。
Understood.
明白了。
Ah, Mary has a baby from God.
玛利亚怀孕是从神那里来的。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这是圣诞节的意思。
I say so many times that you will not forget.
我说这么多次，你绝对不会忘记。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord told him, and took to him Mary.To be his wife.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
And knew not her, that is, did not sleep with her, until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
二十五节，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
What is the meaning of Jesus?
耶稣是什么意思呢
？Savior，
救主。
Do you know Jesus as your Savior？
你是否认耶稣为你的救主呢
？Please understand， none of us can save ourselves。
我们要明白，我们不能够救自己。
I cannot save myself。
我不能够拯救自己。
You cannot save me。
你也不能救我。
Neither can I save you。
我也不能够救你。
We need Jesus。
我们需要耶稣。
Who？Came from God.
因为他是从神那里来的。
Where did we get our life from?
我们的生命的起源在哪里？
God made us.
是神创造我们的。
Where did we get eternal life from?
我们的永生是从哪里来
的？ God gives to us.
是神赐给我们的。
When you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
当你相信主耶稣基督，你就有永远的生命。你说我还是会死啊
？Yes, there is life after death, dear friends.
亲爱朋友，死后还是有生命的。
When you believe in Jesus,
当你相信耶稣
，That is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意思了。
Now let's see where the prediction of prophecy was.
现在我们来看这预言是在哪里呢
？There was a prophet called Isaiah.
有一个先知称为以赛亚。
If you return your Bible backwards to the Old Testament,
如果你的圣经往后翻，翻到旧约那里
，Chapter 7，
在以赛亚书第七章
，Verse 14，
第十四节。
Here is the prediction of the message that was brought by the angel to Joseph.
这里就预言到神的使者向约瑟所说的话了。
I repeat that in case you did not, you missed it.、
让我再重复一次。
In verse 14 is the account of the prophecy that a virgin will bring forth a child.
以赛亚书第七章十四节就预言了一个童女会怀孕生子。
I repeat this fourth time now. You listen carefully.
我重复四次，请大家。
Never before, never after.
以前没有，将来也不会有，只有这么一次。
God came down.
神来到了。
By the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵。
And put the baby Jesus into the womb of Mary,
把耶稣就放在玛利亚的肚子里。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
The Lord shall give you a sign.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。
A miraculous sign.
这是一个奇迹。
What is this sign?
这兆头是什么呢？
Virgin get baby.
必有童女怀孕生子。
Never before, never after.
从前没有，将来也不会有的。
God works once and once only.
神就在这一次这么行这个神迹了。
When you believe, you have everlasting life.
当你相信的时候，你就有永远
的生命。Now read verse 14.
我们来看十四节。
The Lord Himself will give you a sign.
主自己要给你们一个兆头。
A virgin, a girl.Who never knows any boy, any man, will be pregnant, conceived.
必有童女怀孕生子，童女就是没有跟男人同房的。
And will bear a son.
她就要怀孕生子。
The name of this son is called Emmanuel.
这个儿子的名字就要叫以马内利了。
What a name!
多么奇妙的名字！
Today, go home and repeat the name.
今天回家重复这个名字。
Thank God for Emmanuel.
我们要感谢神。
Thank God that He thought of us and sent us a Savior.
我们要感谢神思念我们，给我们一个救主。
Jesus is Emmanuel.
耶稣是以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
God come to save us.
神来到拯救我们。
Now you say, how do I know Jesus is God?
你说我怎么知道耶稣是神呢？
Good question.
好，这是一个好的问题。
Are you puzzling in your mind?
你是否在脑海里在
思考呢？ I tell you all about Jesus being God.
我告诉大家耶稣是神。
You have a question, say,How do you know Jesus is God?
你可能有这个问题说，你怎么知道耶稣是神呢？
Would you like to hear the answer?
你想知道答案吗？
Let me give it to you.
让我把答案给大家。
Jesus grew up.
耶稣生长。
When he was aged 30, he began to preach.
当他三十岁的时候，他就去传讲神的话语。
And he worked among his people.
他在犹太人当中做工。
In the country we have just visited, I told you 2 weeks ago.
就是刚才我告诉大家两个星期前我去的那个国家。
Country of Israel.
就是以色列这个国家。
How many of you have been to Israel?
你们当中有多少人去过以色列呢？
It is a wonderful country.
是非常一个美好的国家。
It is God's land.
是神的土地。
Jesus began to work in Israel.
耶稣开始在以色列工作。
And his work is something man cannot do.
而他的工作是人不能够做的。
You try to imitate, you fail.
你如果尝试去模仿，你肯定会失败。
All his works are works of God.
他所做的事工呢，都是神的事工来的。
When you see, you will believe.If you trust your senses to see,
当你看到的时候，你就会相信了。
Jesus called 12 disciples.
耶稣选了十二个门徒。
And he did wonderful things.
他行了很多美好的事。
The first miracle he ever did.
他所做的第一个神迹。
He was invited to a wedding.
他被邀请去一个婚宴。
And when the wine ran out.
那么他们当时在婚宴上酒没了。
He turned the change the water into wine.
他就把水变成酒。
Ever seen anyone do that?
有看过任何人这样做吗？
You say yes, I saw it on stage.
你说有，我在一个舞台上看到。
There's some people who do magic, you know, magicians.
那只是一个魔术表演罢了。
But no magician can do the things that Jesus did.
但是没有魔术师能够做耶稣所做的。
He fed 5,000 men.
他把食物给了5,000个人。
With the women and children must be at least 7,000 or 8,000 or 10,000, I don't know.
如果再加上妇女和孩子，可能7,000-8,000，甚至整万个人。
With 5 loaves of bread and two fishes.
他只用五饼二鱼就喂饱了这么多人。
This is a miracle no one, no man can do.
这是一个神迹，也没有人可以做的。
You say, how did Jesus do?
你说耶稣怎么做到呢？
First of all, I ask you, do you believe?
首先我要问你，你相信吗？
This is recorded in the book, the Bible.
这是记载在圣经里的。
The disciples gathered with Jesus on the hillside.
门徒与耶稣聚在一起，在一个山坡上。
And people came to listen to what Jesus had to say.
很多的人都来听耶稣所要传讲。
5,000 men.
有5,000个男士。
And Jesus had 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
那耶稣有五饼二鱼。
And he blessed it and gave to the disciples, saying,Give this to feed the people.
他赐福了给食物，就把他分给他的门徒说，把这些食物给众人。
As he gave the loaves of bread, became more and more and more multiplied.
当门徒在分派这些食物的时候，食物
Same with the fish.
同样鱼也是这样。
No magician can do it.
没有魔术师能够做的。
Jesus fed 5,000 with5 loaves and 2 fishes.
耶稣用了五饼二鱼就喂饱了5,000个人。
The record of scripture says again and again, all the sick ones, the lame ones, the ones with leprosy, all kinds of sickness came to Jesus at a touch. All of them were healed.
圣经有很多处的记载说，那些瘸腿的、长麻风的、生病的来到耶稣那里，耶稣摸他们，他们就好了。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
And he is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think.
他能够做超乎我们所能够要求的，所能够想象的。
One day he walked on the sea.
有一天他在海边走。
Can you walk on the sea?
对不起，他在海上走，你能够这样做吗？
Jesus walked on the sea.
耶稣在海上面走。
How could he walk on the sea?
他怎么能够这么做呢？
On water, you know.
他在水上面走。
Some people don't believe. They said,Oh, there are hidden stones under the water.
有些人不相信，他们说，哦，水里有隐藏着的石头。
But when there's a big storm, Jesus calmed the storm, and at a word from him, storm stops.
当有暴风雨的时候，他只需要说一句话，风雨就止息了。
You say there must be some hidden stones to stop the storm.
你说可能有隐藏的石头使这场暴风雨停息。
Oh, dear friends, don't be unbelieving.
亲爱的朋友，请大家不要不信。
Jesus raised the dead.
耶稣使到死人复活。
Nobody can imitate him to do this.
没有人能够模仿他这么做。
Now, how many miracles have I told you that Jesus did?
那我告诉了大家，耶稣行了多少个神迹呢？
Everything, anything you name it, he can do it.
任何你所能够提出的，他都能够做到。
How did he do it?
他怎么做到呢？
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
God gives life. God gives life.
神赐下生命。
God gives health.
他也赐下健康。
God takes away disease.
他把疾病移走。
One day they took Jesus and crucified him.
一天他们把耶稣钉死在十字架。
Do you know what is cruel to crucify?
你知道什么叫被钉十字架吗？
Do you know the nail is that long?
你知道那个铁钉有这么长吗？
And very sharp.
是非常的尖锐。
And you are put on a cross of wood.
你被悬挂在那个木头上。
And the nails come, pierce the hand.
这个、
Stick to the wood.
铁钉就刺穿你的手。
And lift up, and you are hung there until you die.
铁钉就刺穿这双手，被悬挂在木架上，直到。
They say we don't like Jesus.
他们说我们不喜欢耶稣。
Because he can do all the miracles.
因为他能够行很多神迹。
We put him to death.
我们把他处死。
Did they put him to death?
他们有把他处死吗？
Yes.
有的。
But Jesus was Lord of life.
但是耶稣是生命的主。
And the third day he rose from the dead.
在第三天他复活了。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Ah, dear friends.
亲爱的朋友。
I've given you so many evidences of Jesus being God.
我给了大家很多证明，证明了耶稣是神。
Have faith.
要有信心。
Believe.
要来相信。
And you will be saved.
你就能够得救了。
To know that Jesus is Emmanuel.
要明白耶稣是以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意思了。
You believe in Jesus, you are saved.
你相信耶稣，你就能够得救。
For by grace are we saved through faith.
我们得救呢，是本乎信，因着恩的。
God gives us eternal life.
神赐下永远的生命给
我们。This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意义了。
My friends.
我的朋友。
Let us pray.
让我们同来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱的天父。
Help us to understand the meaning of Christmas.
帮助我们明白圣诞节的意义。
That Jesus came down to be a man.
耶稣来到世上要做人。
To be born of a virgin.
他要由童女而生。
To live a life of many miracles.
他要行很多的神迹。
And because he rose from the dead.
因他从死里复活
，He proves he's God, the giver of life.
他证实了他是神，是赐下生命的神。
And he is able to give us eternal life.
他也能够给我们永远的生命。
Give us the faith to trust and not to doubt.
帮助我们有信心来相信，不要有疑问。
Bless your people here.
求你赐福给你的子民。
Bless all who hear the word of God.
赐福给每一个听上帝话的人。
Bless all those who put their faith in Jesus Christ.
赐福给每一位把信心放在主耶稣那里的人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.